Now, you all recognize you were here online. You're going to have to listen with the intent to hear. You cannot advance in a familiar spirit. Your spirit is designed for everlasting training, right? Your spirit is designed in a promotional mode with no ending. And so you have to pay close attention, because if you become familiar and you become just church-minded, when the Holy Spirit is trying to put something fresh and new in your life, you're going to miss it. Now, I had another apostle talking to me. I didn't know him, but he said in the next 10 months in your life, you're going to be revelation after revelation like never before. I already knew it was coming in already. So don't let no familiar spirit rape you. And, you know, you're just going through the motion. You got your Bible and you got your pad. No, have an expectation and reverence God, reverence the Holy Spirit. In the near future, I'm going to start teaching you about angels. The church knows very little about angels. And they're part of the spiritual progress that God has set for you. And if you never use them a whole lot, it means you're not where you're supposed to be. But we can get there. Yes, sir. All right. You have the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, faith. All those things are spiritually assigned to us. But somewhat we left the angels out. I've been in the ministry 52 years. And I talk about angels a little bit, but there's an intimacy that you can develop with angels. They're ministering spirits. It's not what I'm going to talk about tonight, but I just want to get you prepared for things to come. We had over, how many, 100 and what praying tonight? How many was 100 and what praying for this service? 169. We prayed for this service, so this service already is set. We got people from all over the world that are connected to this ministry every Wednesday and every Sunday. We got a lot of members online from all over the world. Tonight will be no different. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures. Turn to Isaiah 26 while you're standing. Isaiah 26. I want you to look at the, you probably have seen it before, but not like you're going to see it tonight. Isaiah 26:3. Satan's greatest robbing place is your mind. He will rob you in a second in your mind. He'll shoot a thought in your mind. And if you don't know how to handle it, he's going to rob you. We're going to stop the robbery tonight. I can't hear you. And we're going to take back some stuff tonight. All right. There it says in the third verse, thou will keep him in perfect peace. What kind of peace?
Perfect peace.
Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So if Satan can get your mind off of God, he rob you of your trust. But we got to know how to stop it. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to show us how to stop Satan from robbing our mind and robbing our trust in God. Robbing our mind and robbing our trust in God. In other words, in the mind, he'll tell you you're not going to make it. You got to know that when that's him. Because God is not in God's vocabulary. You're not going to make it. It's not in God's vocabulary. God can't even use them words. There's no such thing as you're not going to make it. Anybody on the sound of my voice tonight think that you're going through something that you're not going to make it? No, you're going to make it if you try. That's an old song here to sing. The other scripture we need to look at is very familiar scripture, but it's saying a lot of things. Philippians 4, then we'll sit down and we'll go to work. Philippians 4. You will be so surprised what happened to you tonight. Something good is going to happen to you tonight. Matter of fact, tonight you might make more changes than you ever made in your life. Boy, that's heavy, isn't it? Oh, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. You may make more changes tonight than you ever made in your life. Wednesday and Sunday no different to me. I can't hold nothing for Sunday and hold. I just let it go when it comes. As far as I'm concerned, it's Sunday night. So there in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Now watch what he's saying. Watch what he's saying. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So not only my heart need to be kept. Let me ask you a question. Where your greater worries come from? Y'all don't want to answer me. Where your greatest worry come from? Your mind? Matter of fact, many times what your mind said never showed up. And then it says in the 7th verse, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And it says in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever need to be in your mind, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure in your mind, whatsoever things are loved in your mind, whatever things are good, of good report in your mind, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. What you been thinking about today? All day long, what you been thinking? What have you been thinking about? I hear the Spirit of God say there's such a thing as demonical suggestion. Write that down. And you when it comes to something to disturb you, like you're not going to make it, you can come to the point that's a demonical suggestion. You ever heard that before? No. Me either. I just heard it in my spirit, a demonical. Not even in my note, a demonical suggestion. Boy, I've had some of them. I know you all hold it, but I've had some demonical suggestion. Have you? We're going to learn how to deal with them tonight, though. You have no idea what kind of covering about to be placed on your life tonight. A covering that's going to release your anointing. going to release your blessing. You will be promoted. I'll say it this way, in the next 3 weeks. If you follow what the Holy Spirit is going, where he's going to bring us tonight, promotion is going to almost start coming automatic. That which have been shut down that God was sending to you, you're going to be able to receive it. All right, Lord, I hear it. See, there's only two things. You either receive or be deceived. But the blessings are flowing. The blessings are always flowing, but you, as a child of God, either being deceived or being deceived or receiving. What I'm going to show you tonight, you're going to be a receiver. I decree your deceiving days are over. What did he say? What did he say? And it's so simple, you're going to get hype with yourself. It's so simple not to be deceived. Good God Almighty. It's so easy not to be deceived. In the eighth voice, he tells us what to think about, right? The ninth voice, those things which you have both learn and receive and heard and seen in me. Learn, receive, and heard and seen in me. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You may be seated. We're going to teach tonight and yield to the Holy Spirit on this aspect of your life. Wearing the mantle of discernment over my mind and mouth. Oh, yes. Wearing the mantle. Let me go down here and try to tell you some aspect of a mantle. A mantle is something that cover, enfold, or envelop. To become covered with a coating. The mantle of discernment. Discernment is seen beyond. Discernment is perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. Let me go over it again. I want you to hear that. Discernment is a perception in the absence of judgment. In other words, a thought comes and you misjudge it. But discernment going to put you in a perception mode. In the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. Spiritual guidance and understanding, you are robbed of it in your mind. But by wearing this mantle of discernment, you're going to see what is being said in the thought, and you're going to know where it came from. So you'll know what one to take in and what one to shut down. I can assure you, you haven't been there. No matter how you pray, no matter how many scriptures you read, you got to have that mind covered with divine discernment. Your mind, Satan will make it his workshop. Bring fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, right? You heard that before, right? All right, now I'm going to begin to unfold this to you, and we're going to get to some shouting plays on Wednesday night. Don't ever let your mind stay in the open uncovered. You must know the danger of an uncovered mind. The danger of an uncovered mind. Anybody can identify with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Listen very carefully. Putting a spiritual, supernatural covering over your mind enables you to flow in the mind of the Spirit at all times. Putting a spiritual, supernatural covering over your mind, enabling you to flow in the mind of the Spirit at all times. Now y'all act like that's not important, but I want you to know there's a shifting going on in your life right now. If you take in, you be a hearer and a doer of what being preached to you out of the mouth of God. You got to hear it out of the mouth of God. Your life changed tonight. Defeat, worry, fear, all come from an uncovered mind. We're going to look at some scriptures in a few minutes. But this spiritual, supernatural covering over your mind enables you to flow in the mind of the Spirit at all times. Not in your natural human mind. And guess what? Not in Satan's mind. Your mind can't handle Satan alone. You're going to need the mind of the Spirit. You're going to need the mind of God to shut him down. Even if you're a prayer, if you don't get that mind renewed and get that mind reset every day, Satan will rob you. So this mantle, this covering, a mantle in the natural is like putting a coat or something on. But this mantle, this spiritual mantle of discernment, of seeing where that thought came from and what that thought is aiming at. You're getting in a position where you can arrest Satan. Tell him my mind is property, personal property, and you're not going to flow in it no more. I'm going to operate in the mind of Christ. One of the reasons Satan couldn't defeat Jesus when he was here, Jesus wouldn't let him touch his mind. When you flow in the mind of the Spirit, you're overpowering worry, fear, deception, and all strange thoughts. Anybody ever had any strange thought? That was from Satan. But from now on, you're going to know how to whip him now. Because you're going to see. I bind this thought. I cast this thought down. You out of my mind. I'm not going to worry about this. What's going to happen Thursday? This day Wednesday. Now one of the men, I studied psychology. The Lord wanted me not to be inferior. I didn't know I was going to go all the places he was going to send me. And so he had me read a book about pulling your own string. I'm okay, you okay. I said, I want some spiritual stuff. And I threw it in the locker. He said, get 2 months later, he said, get it back out. Because I want you to function in your mind properly. To understand when somebody's trying to victimize you. Or somebody trying to pull your string. Oh, man, he told me, I'm okay, you okay. I had to read all those books. And I thought I wasn't gathering myself spiritually, but it was getting me ready to be able to handle any situation. So tonight you're coming to the point where you overpowering worry, you overpowering fear, you overpowering deception, and all strange thoughts. Now, if not properly trained in your thinking spiritually, you will never arrive at the place God desires you to be. You want me to say that again?
Yes.
Don't set you and miss that. Don't set you and miss that. You know why? Because promotion is written on it. And some places you've been trying to get, going to be very easy. I said some places through hours of prayer, praise, and meditation you've been trying to get to, this is the only thing been blocking you. Satan can't control your spirit. Are y'all listening?
Yes,
now we're talking about wearing a mantle. We're talking about a divine mantle. We're talking about a covering over your mind by discernment from God. You'll be able to see a lie. You're designed by God to be able to see a lie. To be able to see deception.
Yes.
To be able to see who's stealing from you.
Yes.
Seeing, oh, I like this one. Yeah, Lord, just give me. Seeing behind the smile.
Yes.
All smiles are not real. Seeing behind a firm handshake, looking you straight in the eye, oh, that's not real. You got to be able to discern in the spirit, is this from God? All right, I'll say it again, Lord. Overpowering worry, fear, deception, and all strange thoughts. Said to me to tell you the Holy Ghost is ready to anoint your mind on daily basis. Now, I don't know if you ever prayed this while you're in prayer. Lord, anoint my mind. Tomorrow morning or the night before you go to bed, I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, anoint my mind. How many of y'all see a lot of trouble leaving?
Yes.
Online. How many of y'all see? Is there no Sunday school lesson? Let me tell you how powerful it is. I got a lot of scripture, but I'll tell you how powerful it is. Demons are nervous all over the world. They're nervous. I didn't want them to know that. Now I'm not going to be the slipping and tell you, you're not going to make it. Nobody with you. Yeah, God with me. I got millions of angels with me. At all times. God paid a 30-year mortgage off in 8 years, and she said on that letter, she said, and I ain't had no husband either. So that means you don't have to have a man to make it. Listen, I want you to note this. This is so protective. What's happening to you tonight is so protective and it's so powerful. Oh, Lord, that your life is being changed on this very night. Let me say it again. That's what he gave me when I was writing notes for this. He said, oh my God, this is so protective and so powerful that your life is being changed on this very night. The Holy Spirit wants to develop minds of wisdom. Let him do it. I'll start giving some point in a few minutes. Just his introduction is so strong. From this night forward, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You will see clean through all your thoughts. Here's what the Lord said he's doing here tonight in coming your mind. To protect, to correct, and direct your every move. You up in your act like I'm not saying nothing. Listen to what it said. Listen, what happened to you tonight by the anointing? You getting divine protection? Oh, man, come on. Divine correction and divine direction. That means you're going to get where you're going in the spirit. Divine direction in your mind. Divine protection in your mind.
Yes.
I know I need this. I don't know about you. You might not need it. Divine correction in your mind. Why you let everybody else's fault stick with you? You take other people's fault home with you. What they said, what they're doing, what you want to do. YouTube will drive you crazy. Some people fighting and doing all kinds of things. Preachers fussing and cutting up, cutting each other down. You got to know, baby, when to hit the switch. There's a switch called off. Ooh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Number one. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. The principle is flowing daily in the mind of Christ. Flowing daily in the mind of Christ. If something in your mind is not equivalent to the mind of Christ, shut it down in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Satan can't handle the name. and it can't handle the blood. And you are NAM and blood carrier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:5, the principle he gave me to give you on being covered is flowing daily in the mind of Christ. Let his mind be you, which also in Christ Jesus. Now, this scripture has helped me so many years, protected me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, this scripture, and the principle here is pulling strongholds out of your mind. Pulling strongholds. Stronghold is plural, out of your mind. Just going to tell you how to pull them out your mind. For though we walk in the flesh, here we go, we do not walk after the flesh. Go to the next verse. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Here we go. To the pulling down of strongholds. Them strongholds is negative demonical thinking. And making you think you thought it. Go to the next verse. Here we go. Here we go. Casting down imagination. Not marrying them. Casting down imagination and every high thing. Look at what it is. That exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. So if that thought is not showing your way to obey Christ, you got to cast it down. Go to the next verse. We'll close there. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Don't keep that thought in your mind. You're in disobedience. Shut it down. You're not going to make it. Shut that down. How can I not make it and I got God on the inside of me? I might have to travel a journey going through something, but I know it's just like when Jesus was on that cross in Hebrews 12:2. Look at Hebrews 12:2. Jesus was on that cross, but he was able to handle it. Because he knew where he was going. And he knew no situation and nobody can stop him from getting to his destiny. There's nothing that can stop your faith but you. The devil cannot stop you. Politics can't stop you. Pulling down strongholds out of your mind. That's what it said. We went to Philippians 4, 6, 9. We went through that? We did? Let me give you a principle to go with it. Philippians 4, 6, 9 explained what happens when your heart thinkings are right. What happened when you... We're going over again. Go over it because I'm going to make sure... Philippians 4:6, be careful not to burn everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Go to the next verse. And the peace of God was passed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the peace of God. Oh, I love that. And the peace of God. You love that? And the peace of God. Look what happened to it. Passed all understanding. See, you understand it might say, I'm in a jail. It passed that up. And shall keep your heart
and mine
through Christ Jesus. Don't call somebody so quick and tell them what you thought. Look, now this coming out of my anointing. Look in the mirror of the spirit and find out what you're looking at in that thought. That's a powerful statement. That's a powerful statement. Y'all can eat that. Look in the mirror of the spirit and let him show you what that thought is. False prophets are not going to get you anymore. You're going to see clean through them. As a pastor, I got to protect you because y'all watching and reading a lot of stuff. But you got to understand who you are yourself. And no name make you who you are. You got no one to shut people down and shut things down. And have scriptures affecting your life the wrong way. Just because it's scripture, you think it's God. Because it sounds good and it rhymes. Oh, man, he preaching. Been there as a Baptist preacher. Just won't sound good. All right, 2 Timothy 1:7, we got to do this. Stopping the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear travel through your thoughts. If you know how to handle your thought, you will never be fearful another day in your life. God has not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of power,
yes,
love, and a sound mind. God give us three things in the place of fear. Power, love, and a sound mind. Have you been walking in fear when you could have been walking in power, love, and a sound mind? I've done it before. Who else up here? Yeah, we all have done that. But we're not going to do it no more.
Amen.
Look at the scripture. But for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound. See that sound mind. What do you think what a sound mind is? A sound mind is a mind covered with the mantle of discernment. When the Holy Ghost gives me a mind covered with the mantle of the sun. It's a mantle. It's a covering. It's a protection. Now you've got to go over this and go over this and go over this. Don't put it as one segment of our church, you know. This is a promotion time. This is an Ephesians 4:11, 16 time. Ephesians 4:11, 16, that you're getting the whole picture. Stopping the spirit of fear, having a sound mind. Now, you have went over these scriptures that I'm about to go to now. But I want to permit the Holy Spirit tonight to uncover something for us here. And I want to give you the principle of renewing your mind on a daily basis properly. Renewing your mind on a daily basis properly. Then I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it. And then these two scriptures, two of them, we thought of it as one, but it's two. Romans 12, 2 and 3. Romans 12, 2 and 3. It's not Romans 12:2. It's Romans 12:2-3. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good? Oh my. Three things. And acceptable? Oh my. And perfect. What do you think you're gonna be at if you're in that position? You proving what is that good, acceptable, and perfect. What do you think you're gonna be at? All three of those words is talking about promotion. All three of those words is talking about the supernatural. You can't be stopped. And be not conformed to the world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind with the word of God, right?
Yes, sir.
That you may prove what is that good, look at here, and acceptable, look at here, and perfect will of God. Do you know when you're there? God loses compulsion. Somebody say, God not weak. God weak for obedience. You obey him, God just lose it. If you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. God lose it when person get obedient. My. Now, that third voice, let's uncover this, the third voice. The Apostle Paul says, he's constantly talking to him because he told you about presenting your body in verse 1. Then he talked about your mind going to have to be right to get in God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. It's not about your spirit, it's your mind. Right? Now, in this third voice, for I say to the grace, that word is very important, grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. See that word think. That thinking can mess you up. He said, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think. Think is used three times in that verse. And what he's trying to tell you, get out of the mind, the normal mind, renew your mind, and operate in the mind of Christ, operate in the mind of God, operate in the mind of the Holy Spirit, operate in the mind of the Word. Then let grace and faith take over. What happened if you let grace and faith take your mind over? What realm is grace and faith traveling in? What level? What depth is grace and faith traveling in? Right beside God. Through grace and faith, you think, yes, like God. He gave you grace and faith in his word that you can be just like him. In the earth's realm, like Jesus was. You notice in the gospel that nobody never deceived Jesus. They thought they were, but he knew already. You have a Judas, he knew about Judas. You can have a crook around you, just know they're a crook. And just keep your wallet pocket locked when they close around you. Renewing your mind on a daily basis. You got that? Turn to Romans 7:25. Romans 7:25. Let me give you the principle. Train your mind to serve God at all times. Train your mind, not just your spirit, train your mind. When your mind go to shaking and rattling, be still for a minute and get it back in place. Yes, sir. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. When that mind right, renewed and anointed, sin cannot have dominion over you. Amen. You see sin for sin. And you see sin is a flesh carrier. And you got to get back in the spirit. Then shut it down. Temptation come to everybody. But everybody don't yield. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, my. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6. I'll give you a principle. Building the walls of a strong mind. So build we the wall. And the wall was joined together to the half thereof. For the people had a
mind.
It's not all in speaking in tongues. Thank God. I speak hours in the daytime in tongues. But it's not all that. That mind got to be adjusted. Now, watch, I'm going to give you another word now. And that mind got to be arrested. Sometimes you got to let the Holy Ghost put that mind in jail because it's trespassing. And it's Satan. I ask you a question. Where do worry come from? Is Satan messing with your mind? Because you got to take the scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply all my needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm going to sit down at the table. Not in my head at all, my cup running over. I'm sitting at a table that Satan is not invited. And when I'm lined up right, I'm sitting, he can't sit beside me at that table. God not going to permit him at that table. Oh, you must come to the understanding that Satan can't go everywhere you can go. Woo!
Woo!
What's the last principle I'll give you? Strong mind. Man, I got to find somewhere to close. I'm going to speed up now. So you better be typing and writing. About to speed up. I got a few more things I got to give you tonight. So you're building a faithful mind, 1 Samuel 2:35. Read it yourself. Don't let the enemy pull your mind string again. Don't let the enemy pull your mind string again. You had Romans 12:1-2, give no place to the enemy in your mind or body. Give no place to the enemy in your mind or body. If you get in your mind, he's going to get in your body.
Yes.
Building the wall of a strong mind. I don't know if you got that down yet. Nehemiah 4:6. Knowing how to develop a quiet mind. Isaiah 26:3. I don't want you to go to that. Turn to Isaiah. Give me Isaiah 26:3. If I go over it again, it ain't going to hurt nothing. Because y'all getting 25 lessons tonight. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Stayed on him and trusted him. Perfect peace. Now, I don't, listen, whatever, 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear. What did he give us? So when something come up, a wrecking situation come up in your life, you pause and be still long enough that you can get your spirit flowing. Don't panic. When I was in the Baptist church, they said he never lost a battle. And he ain't planning on losing none. Losing is not in God's vocabulary. I like it when it says, an angel rolled that stone away from Jesus' grave and sat down on it. Sometimes you just got to sit down on the devil. Let him know he's not fighting you, because you got somebody greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Talk to me. Now, if you come here with any kind of word tonight, and online, 2,362, that's about over 3,000 people. You come here with any kind of word tonight, I want you to eradicate it now with the principles that God has given you. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Don't ever set God aside for people. Pastor called me and says, you can't get him off your mind now. I said, no. I don't want him off my mind. If I sit down too long, I'm going to start praying in tongues. I want a visitation. I want a revelation. I want him to put his hand on me. I want him to talk to me. I want him to show me something I never seen before. Man, what kind of life y'all got? We got a life, man. We got some kind of life. Man, God can reveal things to you, show you things, stop things, start things, make things, create things. What? You're not just a regular person living. You got God on the inside of you. You got to dance sometime. You got to have joy sometime. You got to stop complaining. So what does your back hurt? How your hip feel? Take your mind off your back. Put it on your hip. And I'm sure it'll leave. It'll leave. But if you keep your mind on it, it's going to keep putting pressure on you. Sitting at me talking about, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I wish I could. Don't show me who it is, Holy Spirit. I don't know how. You're sitting on all this wood and talking about, you know what I mean, feeling sorry for yourself. Stop feeling sad. Look in the mirror and just laugh. Can't laugh at nothing else. Laugh at yourself. Ooh, I got to hurry. I told you, knowing how to develop a quiet mind, right? Yes, sir. Isaiah 26:3. And keep putting your conscience in a supernatural position. Romans 9:1. I told you that. No, sir. No, keep putting your conscience in a supernatural position. Put Romans 9:1 up there quickly. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Your conscience. Be conscious of the fact. Bring your consciousness in there. That, I always like that scripture, Romans 9. And it comes behind Romans 8. Romans 8 lays out the spirit. The spirit of life. Be led by the spirit. Then 9:9 says, I tell the truth, I lie not. My conscience bear witness the Holy Ghost. My. Knowing that you are resurrected, redeemed, righteous, real, and ready. Knowing that you are resurrected, redeemed, righteous, real, and ready to be used by God and defeat all cultures' disrespect by ruling the atmosphere with God present in you. I'm gonna go over that. I'm gonna go over that. Y'all gonna do something with this. Knowing that you are resurrected, redeemed, righteous, real, and ready to be used by God and defeat all culture. You're coming up with all this stuff. Disrespect by rooting the atmosphere with God present in you. When you walk in a room, those cultures and those people who disrespect God gonna recognize God just walked in. Because you're gonna be anointed, you're gonna be fine, you're not gonna be afraid of them, you're not gonna cater to them, you're not gonna yield to them. And kick this young boy off the basketball team because he testified for Christ. But yet, you can put billboards up for a homosexual. But all of that happened for a reason. Somebody about to go down. You go against God. The scripture says, if God is for you, who can be against you? You go against God. Look, God has, you have no organization that is big enough. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care who you think you are. You come against God. God gonna set your tail down. Shut your tail down. I had the wrong word. You're not gonna set your tail. You're gonna shut your tail down.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll read that one more time. Knowing that you are resurrected, redeemed, righteous, real, and ready. Be used by God. Defeat all cultures of disrespect by ruling the atmosphere with God present in you.
Jesus.
By ruling the atmosphere. So when you go in a store, when you go in somewhere, just, you know, you have a lot of culture that you need to know that this atmosphere about to change.
Jesus.
Somebody cussing? Don't let them disturb you. You ain't cussing. Just don't listen to them. Let them cuss. Don't let everybody disturb you with every little thing you're doing. Stop worrying yourself. You're going to have fools as long as we're here. And when you let a fool activate you, you just became a fool. You ain't planning on taking them home with you, are you? You ain't planning on marrying them? So let them go. Satan used that to disturb you through your mind. Ah! Come on, hurry, I gotta hurry. Always be aware. Now, would you hear this now? Of Satan trying to ambush the mind. Oh, I love this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Always be aware of Satan trying to ambush the mind. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Go to the next verse. Verse 4, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Go to the next verse. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Look at this. And bringing into captivity. Look at this. Every thought to the being of Christ. The sixth verse says what? Having a ready revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Protected from temptation, accusation, deception, empty hope, cowards in the corner, downcast, discouraged, and doubting. Cowards in the corner. So I was praying in tongues. And I heard these two words. I can't hardly write them down. So it says, ship the lily. Ship the lily. I said, what is that? He says, I'm ready to shut it down and turn it around. Satan want to flood your mind and heart with evil and trouble, but I'll flood your mind with peace and victory. Listen to what he said. All thought traffic will be dealt with properly. Always giving God the glory. No more upset mind. Mind deceptions are over. Mind filled are over. Remaining spiritually minded. Mind controlling of others are over. Enjoying the power of being spiritually minded. Flowing in life with the mind of Christ. Taking your mind back supernaturally.